This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's bring in Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, who is in St. Louis for the debate. Kimberly, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Trump. Give us some guidance on his tax plan.
Well, it is correct when he says he would cut taxes for everyone in that he would cut the tax rates for everyone. But according to the Conservative Tax Foundation, most of the benefits of those tax cuts would end up going to the wealthiest Americans, given all the deductions and credits and other changes to the tax code that the Trump plan suggests. A different group, the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, says some middle-class families would actually end up paying more under Trump's plan because of limits on certain kinds of deductions.
And what about Clinton? Taxes would go up under her plan for who mainly?
The actual amount of taxes might creep up a little bit for many, many people. But overall, according to that Tax Policy Center, again, they say that almost all of the major tax increases would hit the wealthiest 5% of Americans and not the middle class.
And dare I ask, how do these plans compare when it comes to the costs?
Using the same two groups, David, the Tax Foundation says the Trump plan would cost about $4.4 to almost $6 trillion over a decade. According to the Tax Policy Center, Clinton's plan would actually increase federal revenues by about $1 trillion over a decade. So according to the tax experts, a net loss on the Trump plan as it currently stands and a gain on the Clinton plan.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in St. Louis. Thank you.
Thank you, David.